Hello and welcome to another episode of Monday Disney Madness. And today, obviously, is Monday. But also today is the very start of a birthday week. Even though I don't really understand the concept of a birthday week, because unless you're planning on going out drinking and meals or whatever every single day of the week, then it's not really a birthday week, is it? But hey ho, I'm gonna stick with it. I am chewing gum, you probably will hear. The microphone is on a different setting today. I'm trying it out for the first time. It's just a already pre-inbuilt what they call presets. So basically when you get this microphone, you plug it in USB style, you download the app. It already comes up with the pre-inbuilt presets. It's either you press near or far. I'm on near at the moment, even though the microphone is like four or five inches away from my mouth, which to me isn't really that near. That pretty much is far, in my opinion. And then you get the tonal aspects of it. So there's dark, which is this setting. Natural, which is this setting. And then bright, which is this setting. Personally, I prefer the dark because it seems to put like a little haze all over the top of my voice. And when I've got my headset in, the back of the microphone, which I have now, and I can hear myself speaking into the microphone, which I'm doing now, obviously. I can hear what I sound like with all them when I switch through the different tones then. And dark to me just sounds way better. I can listen to my actual own voice with this filter, shall we call it, on. And as many people know, I usually slag off my voice and say I hate it. But with this filter on, it just sounds, yeah, like there's a little barricade between me and the microphone. I just hit the microphone, I don't know if you heard it. But it sounds like there's a little barricade between me and the microphone, which is catching most of my voice and then portraying out, you know, the bits of voice that you can hear. And that's probably the best way I can describe it, really. Because it's not really giving me a deeper voice. It's not giving me a squeakier voice or anything. I don't really know. So that's probably the best way you're going to get the best description there. So yes, I am here today to do Monday Disney Madness. Obviously, I want to apologize for not doing one on Friday. If you do listen to, obviously, Friday Fun Day episodes, if you listen to them, I'm truly sorry. I didn't do one this week or this weekend, shall I say. But we've been having work done in the house. I didn't want to disrupt or be in the way of any jobs that may have needed doing within my room. So I decided not to do it. I could have done it yesterday because obviously nobody was here yesterday. But I won't lie to you, yesterday was not, well, I wouldn't even say it wasn't a bad day. It was just, I just didn't really feel like doing it yesterday because I already felt like I've missed Friday and Saturday, so, and I knew I had this one coming today, so I didn't really want, I don't know, it's just weird. I just felt like I missed the opportunity of doing the Friday Fun Day podcast. But like I said, it is my birthday week and I haven't really got any plans whatsoever, so I may do like a surprise podcast sometime this week to go with today and Friday. I might even bring one out on Wednesday, but just change the title from what it used to be, which is Film and Comic Club, or Comic and Film Club. I can't remember anymore. It's been about 5 weeks since I last did one of them. I will bring that back once everything is, you know, running at some normality, so I can do it with my mate and see if he wants to still do it. He said he did when I brought it up like months and months ago, the idea of us two getting together and, you know, doing the Wednesday comic and film club, or film and comic club, whichever way around this, I don't know. But yeah, if he still wants to do it, then I'll think about doing it, because we do like a lot of the similar sort of films, and we're both like into comics. So we will have stuff to talk about, and it'll be more of a conversation between the two of us. And, you know, not just me trying to give pros and cons of each thing. It will actually be more of a conversation between two friends who discuss, obviously, what they like about the film, what they don't like about the film, etc., etc. So, yeah, I'm still hoping for that at some point. I'm also sorry if you can hear my chair creaking, because my chair is creaking a lot the last day or two, and it's doing my head in. So, I'm not actually entirely sure if I'll need to buy a new chair soon. Because chairs shouldn't be creaking, should they? Like, all the time. If you've seen my chair, you'll know what chair it is. It's basically a gamer chair. Or one of them, you know, what you see on YouTubers and streamers' chairs. So they look kind of cool. But they're also still technically an office chair. But for some reason, yeah, the pipe just keeps creaking all the time, and it's doing my absolute head in, because every time I swing around on the chair to get up or sit in it, it creaks. Every time I just, you know, make the slightest bit of movement, the chair creaks. And yeah, it's just doing my head in. So it's been doing it for a while now, maybe like a month or so. But the last 24, 48 hours, it's seemingly getting louder, the creaks and stuff, and more frequent. So, yeah. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Disney stuff. And because the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is no longer, yes, sad face, and we still have to wait till June to see Loki, that means there's going to be at least 6 weeks, is it? That there's going to be no other segment, should we call it? You know, the review of the Marvel shows. So, but for today, I do have some exciting news, which, if you follow me on Instagram, you've probably already seen, because I posted it on my story yesterday, and it is to do with Disney, which I was going to talk about on Friday's episode, but then I realized it's about Disney, so, you know, seeing that I have a Disney podcast itself, I will talk about it on Disney's podcast. So I didn't actually know what I was going to talk about on Friday, so it's probably a good thing I didn't actually do an episode. Anywho, you're all here, you're all probably thinking, why the hell are you waffling on? I don't really know. I don't know anymore. I've lost my sanity. It just is what it is. But you're all here, so let's get into the news, shall we? Okay, so let's get on with the Disney news of the side of news. I don't know. Just, yeah. Disney news. We'll just crack on with that. So the biggest news to come out of the past week is the Florida State Health Board, whatever, has decided that physical distancing can now go to 3 foot instead of the 6 foot So the airport, the international airport, and I assume Stansted would do the same, has now changed everything to 3 foot instead of 6 foot distance. And also, fully vaccinated Floridians, or I'm going to assume just fully vaccinated people in general, are now no longer to wear masks when out and about. But here's the big but. Disney theme parks themselves, I highly doubt will be changing the mask rule anytime soon. Because it is, you know, private owned property or private owned businesses. I think the law is that them sort of businesses can obviously keep rules in place. I think the mask wearing and the physical distance rules that the Florida Health Board, whatever you want to call them, have released are basically to when you're out and about in Florida itself, like outside, and it just means that businesses can take this advice on board, so it's up to them whether it'll be 3 foot, 6 foot, or whether you have to wear a mask or don't have to wear a mask. So I can see this causing quite a bit of problems, but at the same time, if people actually, you know, use their brain and realize that a lot of businesses are like, what are they called? I've always said it before, but I can't think of the word. Private. That's the word. Private. If they're already privately run or owned, like Disney, then it's up to Disney to decide what their rules will be. So, whether they will go from 6 foot to 3 foot, I can see that being more of a push that Disney will do, because it means that they can increase the capacity size. And, you know, summer is coming up, and obviously it'll be one of the busiest places to go during summer. So I can see them changing the physical distance into 3 foot. The mask rule, they've already relaxed bits around the mask, so you can now take off your mask when standing still to take, you know, selfies or having a photo pass photographer take your pictures of the, like, the Disney park icons and whatnot. So you're already allowed to do that now. So Disney to just scrap the masks totally, I can't see happening until, well, I just can't see it happening until at least towards the end of this year. That's my personal opinion. I could be totally wrong, as I usually am. But I mean, I like to say my own personal opinions on things. So, and everyone will have an opinion on it. Everyone will, you know, some will probably say it's far too soon. Some will say it's about time. Personally, I think the 6 foot should have stayed in place for, well, for at least a while. But at the same time, if people are fully vaccinated, then yeah, drop it down to 3 foot. But until you absolutely know that at least, you know, 90% of the people that are coming in are fully vaccinated, then I just wouldn't have changed the 6 foot rule. 85 to 90%, maybe, yeah. But I think I think when Florida were first talking about it, they said at least 50% of the people, They were going to wait for at least 50% of the Floridians to be fully vaccinated before they actually changed anything. So is 50% actually enough? I don't know. That's why I'm saying I would have waited till at least 85 or 90% of people that you know who have had their first vaccination to then be fully vaccinated before doing anything. That's just my opinion. I know people hate it, but that's just my opinion. Don't hate people's opinions. I mean, everyone's got their own. So it's time to move on. So with that being said, like I said, I know the airport's already changing from 6 foot to 3 foot. I saw a picture the other day. I think it was Saturday. Or maybe Friday. They changed the signs in there to now 3 foot distance and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's already being brought in to certain places. The airport, I could probably understand it more, to be honest, because just the pure amount of people that actually go through Florida's international airport is going to be a hell of a lot of people, especially once international travel actually fully opens up again. Then they're going to have like ridiculous amounts of numbers. So having people, you know, 3 foot apart will mean that there will be space for a lot more people, and they won't have to, like, you know, make stupid long, like, just do stupid long queues everywhere, here, there, and everywhere. I don't know how it is at the moment. I'm not sure if, like, everywhere's fully, you know, allowing people to travel and whatnot. So I don't actually know how it is, but I can only assume the airport's going down to 3 foot would be a good thing, really. Disneyland California actually reopened on Friday. Woo! And I've seen vlogs from the reopening days and people getting emotional through pictures on social media. Yeah, it's an emotional time. It's been, what, 13 months? Like that. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I'm probably going to get emotional once I do get back to any sort of theme park. So it's just a happy place. It's a happy place for tons and tons of people. A lot of the rides look fantastic with a new sprucing up. I say spruce quite a lot, I noticed that. But I just mean like the paint jobs, new scenes have been added to certain attractions. Yeah, it's just nice to see, isn't it? Jungle Cruise, they're now taking a little bit more stuff out. They took away the spears and the skulls from the Pygmy Party, the abandoned Pygmy Party when you're on the cruise. They also released like concept art of what is going to replace Trader Sam at the end. And basically it's just going to be like Trader Sam's shop or something, where he's going to have like loads of stuff outside the shop to try and entice people to come in and buy. I mean, I'm all for change. I like change. I just hope they don't change the ride itself. Like, you know, the dialogue and stuff, what the corny jokes and whatnot, too much. Because that's what really makes the Jungle Cruise, in my opinion. It's really funny. It's just a nice little, what is it, like, 6 minute, 7 minute ride? I don't know. It's just nice and relaxing. It's funny. You always laugh at the stupid jokes. Well, at least I do. Because I love a good stupid joke. I won't lie. That's basically all I did on TikTok for the first, my first proper videos was stupid ass dad jokes that I found on the internet. And I made 10 videos of it because people actually enjoyed them. So Yeah. There you go. Stupid jokes for the win. Disney also released concept art for Disneyland Paris for the reimagined rooms for Disneyland Hotel. I can't remember seeing a date saying that, you know, when this is going to go ahead, but they just released the concept art for what the new rooms, or at least one of the rooms, will look like. I think it was called the Royal Room, which I assume is going to be, you know, like the top room, like the main big room. So, what else was there? I'm just flicking through now all the stories, because a lot of it is just obviously little bits here and there, which, like I keep saying, if you live in America and you go all the time, then you'll probably notice them. But for people like me and other people over in Europe that only get to go once every couple of years or once every 5 years or whatever it is, like, certain stuff won't stand out that much to us. Disney revealed certain things about their newest flagship cruise line ship. Their flagship cruise line ship. Is that right? Yeah, it sounds right. Called the Disney Wish, which will be sailing next year. I mean, it opens on May 27th this year for bookings, but I think it's mid, like summer next year. I'm pretty confident in saying that. I don't want to click on these articles because then it takes away like the page, and then you have to keep scrolling back to try and find where you was at. And yeah, it's just a really annoying thing. So I'm just looking at all the concept art through little pictures. So we've got Aquamouse, which will be Disney's first attraction at sea, which is like, you know, I think it's on one of the cruises now, where it just basically goes around the top deck, and it's like an aqua coaster. I always thought it was on one of Disney Cruise Line ships, but obviously it couldn't be in Disney Cruise Line ship that had it. Must be another one. The only one I can think of at the moment is P&O Cruises, but I don't really know. Never really been on a cruise, so I say I've never really been on a cruise. I've just never been on a cruise. I don't know why I said really, because I've never been on one. I've always looked at them, always wanted to go on, just never. I was looking at doing the Disney Staycation, which they're doing in the UK for summertime, but you have to be fully vaccinated to get on the cruise line ship, which I think they've stated now that when cruises do open back up fully, that is the case. You will have to be fully vaccinated to get on any cruise, which is fair enough, because you're all confined on a big floating vessel. So it's like a confined space, isn't it, to have thousands of people. So I understand that, but obviously I can't go on it because I don't know when I'll be fully vaccinated as of yet. I mean, I'm still waiting on my first vaccination, which I'm hoping they'll come in the next week or two, because then it should all work out with the news that I have later on. Universal have opened VelociCoaster to cast members and annual pass holders this weekend. Well, the weekend just gone. And there's been lots of videos of, obviously, the queue line which looks fantastic and obviously squeaky clean and new, which, you know, should be expected. But it does look fantastic. All the vlogs that I've seen of Universal at the moment, everyone is constantly like watching the trains run on the track, and it does look really cool. I've never actually been on an outdoor roller coaster, which include inversions, because if I see the inversion or the loop, I tend not to go on them because I can see them. I know, I'm weird, but the Velocicoaster is probably one of the only roller coasters that I would attempt to do if and when I do get to go back to Florida. So who knows? Maybe I'll do it. Because there's no actual loop in it from the seams of things. It looks like there's about 3 inversions or corkscrews. There's one bit where it goes upside down for like a second or 2 seconds. And then there's obviously a big high hop which goes 155 feet in the air, I believe. So obviously it's just the height. I'm not a fan of heights either, but again, like I said, it does look like it probably is the only outdoor coaster that I probably would consider going on. Like Big Thunder Mountain to me and Hagrid's Motorbike Adventure, the videos that I've seen of Hagrid's, because I've never been on it, like, I've just not been over to Florida since it's, you know, been made. But obviously, I've been on Big Thunder in Disneyland Paris and Walt Disney World before. And that's classed as a coaster. But the Hagrid's one doesn't look... To me, I wouldn't class it as a roller coaster. Because to me, a roller coaster is ones with inversions and... like corkscrews or loops and all that stuff. Indiana Jones, the one in Disneyland Paris, is a roller coaster because there is a loop. But even though you can see it, I've been on that ride many, many times, but it's only a small loop. The ones that I'm on about are like the big coasters that you see in like Alton Towers, Fort Park. Universal Studios, for example. Now, like the Hulk coaster and stuff like that. And there's like massive giant loops in them. Like stuff like that. That's what puts me off them. It's because I can see, obviously, them and how high it is and whatnot. And yeah, it's just always put me off. So like Velocicoaster, I'm not really too bothered by it, shall I say, because I know there's only a couple inversions and that one massive, you know, hi-hat. Is that what it's called? Hi-hat? Where you go straight up and then back down. But yeah, apart from them, it just looks like a standard coaster where you just constantly just, you know, sharp turn, going fast as fuck. Like Hagrid's. Hagrid's just looks like it's fast with a lot of sharp turns, but to me that isn't a air quotes roller coaster. I'd just call them a coaster because they haven't got, you know, yeah, I keep saying it and I don't feel like I need to keep saying it, inversions or loops, but yeah, I just call them coasters. Like Big Thunder Mountain to me is just a coaster because it's just basically, it's not even that fast, to be fair, but it feels fast, if you get what I mean. If you pin on it, you'll know what I mean. Anywho, let's carry on, shall we? So, yeah, I think that's probably... Oh, another thing about Florida, Orange County Health, yada, 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 said is that businesses no longer need to take temperature checks. Now, again, I don't know if Disney will stop doing them straight away. I don't think they will. I think they'll probably still have them in place for summer because they know that they're going to be able to increase capacity now that the 3-foot rule's coming in place instead of 6-foot. So I think they might still have the temperature checks in for summertime. I mean, I could very well be wrong, which I'm kind of hoping I am. But yeah. I just think they might not take away the temperature checks. The same with the masks. I don't think they'll take away the masks just yet. They might wait till after the heavy, heavy crowds have gone from summertime and then try it out, you know, the start of autumn when crowds are at a reasonable level, shall we say? But yeah, other than that, I do think that's it. I'm just having a quick flick through. Yep, that's about it for what I'm going to perceive as news for people, because I'd like to think that a lot of people that listen to my podcast, well, I know they're mostly from the UK because Anchor has a graph where you can see where people listen, either Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc., etc., and whereabouts in the world they're from. I can even pinpoint down to where people live, to, like, you know, what section of the UK actually listen to me the most. But I don't look at all that. I just see the UK and the US are my top two highest percentages for people listening. So I'd like to think that most people obviously are from the UK that do listen to this. Hopefully they listen all the way through. So again, I'm not going into great depth and detail on every little nut and cranny of news that has been happening over the past week for Disney, because again, we ain't there every single week or whatever to fully, you know, fully grasp the situation, and we probably won't even notice that much. So the only things I talk about are things that we will really notice, like obviously the main construction at Epcot, which there's no real latest news on that, like since they demolished all of Innovations West, is it? Since they've took all that down and they're starting to, you know, regirder it and put new stuff in place, because the new shop and Club Cool is set to open in summertime, so it's not really that far away. It's only about a month and a half, if that. So, we'll see. Obviously, once that comes around, then I'll let you know. But yeah, for now, that is probably the Disney news. Right, okay, so sticking with Disney news, I'll now segue into my own personal announcement news, if that's the way I should say it. I don't know. Anyway, if you do follow me on Instagram, then yesterday you would have seen me post a story that told this little thing about the news that I'm going to talk about. I am going completely blank, and I don't know why, because I've just tried recording this and it went really well until the last minute, and then I fucked up, so I deleted it, and now I just seem not to know what to say. So Anyway, just stick with me. Please. So, yeah. If you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen a story yesterday which I posted explaining loads of stuff about what I'm going to talk about. So, what I'm going to talk about is my upcoming Disney, Walt Disney World holiday. Couldn't think of the word again. Tell you, my brain goes absolute shit when I need to say something. So, as people are already aware of, if you've listened to many of my Monday Disney Madness podcasts or do follow me online on socials, you will be aware that last year I booked to go Florida in May, around my birthday, on my own. But obviously because of things happening, I don't want to say what it is, just in case people demonetize me and whatnot. I don't know if that happens in podcasts, but it's happened on YouTube channels and other social sites. So, yeah, I'll just say the pandemic, because obviously I can't say what it actually is. So, because that happened, I had to then move my holiday back. So then I went for October last year, because who knew this would be going on for well over a year. No, I had some sense that that would get cancelled as well, but I couldn't move it forward to a whole year because the 2021 holiday packages hadn't opened at that point. So I had to move it to a different date further on in the year and then, you know, move it again, which I did. So then we moved it to September this year. Thank God didn't move it to May this year, because otherwise we'll be moving it again. So yeah, we've moved it to September, early September, which is around the same time that we used to go to Walt Disney World anyway. We've only ever really been in early September and the 2 weeks over Christmas time and spent Christmas over there. Not in the park, because it's just stupid busy on Christmas Day. But, I mean, yeah. So, usually, like, beginning of September is obviously my mum's birthday. And it's also pretty much one of the quietest times to go. Now, this year for September, I don't think it will be as quiet as it normally is during September months. I could be wrong. It could go back to absolute, you know, sort of normal times around then in September for the theme parks. I mean, because Walt Disney World reopened in July, and ever since then it's looked like it's been hella busy all the bloody time. And especially during holidays, like spring break just happened couple months ago, and that looked incredibly busy. Summertime's coming up, so that's probably gonna be incredibly busy again. But even now, when there's nothing, like no, you know, spring breaks or anything happening, well, I don't think there is, it still seems like it's still looking incredibly busy. But that could be down to capacity only being at like 35%, also they say. But every time I go back, or if I watch like one of our holiday videos that we recorded when we was in Florida, it never seemed too busy in September. And from little bits that I can remember of going, it never seemed like we waited ages for rides and whatnot. So I don't know what it's going to be like this year in September. I say it probably won't be like a normal September, because I do feel like a lot of people are still just going to go, you know, just especially people in the UK, because around September time, I should imagine we'll be able to travel internationally again. I think it's mid-May anyway that they're opening up airports for, you know, international travel, but only to certain countries at the moment. I don't know if USA is one of them. I'm not entirely sure. But I should imagine by summer time, like mid-July, when, you know, schools break up and stuff, then we will be allowed to travel that far. And there should be a lot more people who have had, you know, the second dose of vaccine by then. But so September, yeah, we moved it to September. So the post I put on Instagram yesterday was about us finally just, you know, paying it all off. We had obviously bits to pay. We've been paying it as and when we could through Kenwood Travels, which have been very, very helpful during obviously rearranging dates and times and whatnot throughout the whole pandemic. I'm kind of glad I didn't go on my own now, because going to a massive place like Florida on your own, which is on pretty much, what is it, like 9 hours away? So you're very far away from family and friends. Going there on your own, yeah, I probably would have cracked in the first day or two because of my anxiety. But I just booked it because I absolutely, you know, wanted to just book to go Florida, basically. That's the only reason why I booked to go, was that I was missing, like, I've not been Florida for like 12 or 13 years now. And I just really, really, really wanted to go. And it was a case of, like, I had the money there, so I just booked it. But kind of in a way, thankfully, that it's not gone ahead. So then we could move it to this year. Like, if I did get to go in October last year, at least I would have met up with a friend over there who, like, because he was going to be traveling out in October from Manchester as well. And I picked the same dates that he was going with his girlfriend. So at least I would have had somebody to, you know, be around at some points during the 2 weeks. But yeah, anyway, we moved that on now to September. And thankfully, my mum and dad kind of, well, they want to come anyway. They would have wanted to come last year. But yeah, just gave them another year to, you know, save up and stuff. But now we're at the point where obviously we just want to get abroad somewhere, because obviously it's been over a year now that nobody's been able to get away. So yeah. So we've fully paid it off now. September 2nd from Manchester, we're flying, staying at All Star Movies. Never stayed at the All Star Resorts before. The value resorts that we have stayed at before have always been Pop Century. But I kind of wanted to go to All Stars anyway, because even though it's the exact same sort of layouts as Pop Century and the same sort of, you know, big over the top displays, and if you've ever been Pop Century, you'll know what I'm on about. Or All Stars at that point. Like, every section, every hotel section of the hotel, if that makes any sense, I know what I'm talking about, has, like, a theme into a different film. Like, we're going to the movies. I'm really hoping to stay at the Mighty Ducks section, but I don't really care where I stay, to be honest, as long as we get there. Because if we don't stay at the Mighty Duck session, I can just always walk over there and take loads of pictures, photography pictures. Anyway, I'm just getting too excited, man. Just talking about. Which reminds me, I need to get loads of, well, not a load, but I still need at least 2 or 3 big memory cards. So I'll jot that down. In fact, it might even be on my eBay search history, because I've been looking every month since we've booked to go in September. But I just want a couple big, you know, big ones, like 128 gig cards, so I've got a lot of pictures I can take. Because, like I said, I've not been there for 12, 13 years. And there's going to be a lot of things that I want to take pictures of. Because who knows when I'm going to be able to go back to Florida again. Me, personally, I'll probably be able to go, like, again in, like, 5 or so years. But, like, for my parents, I mean, who knows when or if they could go back. That's why we've been going to Disneyland Paris a lot in the last 5 years, because it's just closer to us. It's cheaper at the moment. Not saying that it will be once everything's back up and running. Who knows? But yeah. So we've booked to go in September. Everything's sorted. Everything's paid for now. We've even got a hotel to stay overnight near Manchester Airport, because we've got to travel up from Wales. So we booked a hotel for overnight the night before, the 1st of September. Then we fly on the 2nd. Should arrive around 5-ish at Florida. We've kind of been working out like our plans and itinerary. Is that how you say it? I don't know. Anyway, our plans for what we want to do. We've booked all the park passes anyway. We did that as soon as I was able to, because obviously because I booked it through my name, they just kept giving me the money to pay off and stuff. So I've put it all onto my Disney Experience app, which I then gave my mum my login details, so she has the app on her phone as well with, you know, with our information and our bookings and the park passes, the our park tickets, obviously, hotel reservation. So yeah, the only main issue of concern at the moment is the rules around traveling itself. Because when was it? Like, I don't know if it's like a month ago, 2 months ago. There was something out in the news that said if we want to travel to America, then we have to either be fully vaccinated or have to have the first vaccination, and then we'd have to pay money to get into America, which I think was like £160. So around $200 probably, something like that. And then we'd have to self-isolate for 2 days and then take a COVID test, and then it once it comes back negative, that's when you're able to go out and about. So I said that I don't mind doing that, because as long as I get away, but then you're losing 2 days, aren't you? So unless nearer the time, if they still keep this rule in place. I don't even know if it was actually official. I just kind of read it somewhere, and ever since then, it's kind of been our main talking point between the three of us, of like, if we're able to actually go, because them two have both had their first jabs. They're just waiting on the second jabs, which they should get by the end of July. But I'm still waiting on my first jab. So I'm hoping that's going to be within the next 2 weeks, because if I've worked it out right, then on average, from the people that we know who've had both jabs, they've waited around 6 to 10 weeks on average for their second jab. So if I've worked it out right, then it should be mid to end August if I get it between now and I think it's the 17th of May, which was what one online calculator said would be the date that I would go for a jab. If you want to find out when your jab is due, just search online for COVID-19 vaccination online calculator or something like that. I think that's what I searched on Google, and it was like the third one down, because I tried the first one and it said like, I think it said December to February for my first jab, and I was like, nah, they obviously haven't updated this app, because that probably would have been when I would have got my first jab. But now they've got like tons of vaccines coming out and loads of, you know, loads of different ones that they've got, like millions and millions of portions. Nah, I'll stick with that. But I'd like to think that during summertime, because we've still got quite a few on order that we still need to retrieve in the whole of the UK, that I feel like they're probably just going to blitz through the second jabs. So like now, they're going into like obviously mid to early 30s, and then it should be like obviously late 20s to mid 20s. And I should imagine I'll still fall under the age gap of 29, because when they started the rollout of this vaccine, I was 29. So I'm assuming that's how they're working it, because somebody that I work with is 30 and she gets hers, I can't remember if it said this Wednesday or next Wednesday. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm really hoping to have it done by mid-May. If it's going to be the end of May, then it's still not really a big deal, because as long as it doesn't get into mid-June, because then obviously that is only like 8 weeks, I think, till September, till we go away. So then that would be pushing it to the limit. But I'm really hoping it's going to be like, yeah, mid-May, because then it should work out that it'll be possibly the end of August. And if needs be, then I can just always like phone somebody up or email someone and say, is there any chance I could get it done, the second jab done, you know, if I still haven't had it done by mid-August or whatever, and see if I can get it done that way. But I probably won't. I'll probably just pay the money to get to America, I suppose. But I'm very hopeful. Every day that goes by, you read more and more about different places that are now offering anyone over the age of 18 a vaccination. Like France is now another place that is starting with anyone 18 or over is now able to get the jab, I believe. I read somewhere online. So they're going to, you know, fly through stuff. I still think you have to make an appointment, but I think they just mean that anyone over the age of 18 can now make an appointment. I know there's places in Wales that are doing it like that as well. Like some places in Wales are now offering people over 18 to 30s the jab now. But here where I am in Cumbrian, I think they're still technically on 39 to 30. But going off the news that got told, was it this morning, about the girl that we work with at work, she's 30 and she gets it. I can't remember if she said this Wednesday or a week. I should imagine it's a week Wednesday, because usually when you get told, it's usually like a week or 2 weeks after that. So if I get my paper or my letter at some point this week, then it's probably going to be, you know, like I said, 17th, which ironically is the day that I actually go back to work. So, well, I go back on the 14th for training, and then obviously 15th and 16th is Saturday and Sunday, and then we open on the 17th. But I'm supposed to go in early morning to do test runs and stuff, you know, to work out the physical distancing and stuff in the restaurant. But then, yeah, if it is the 17th, then I'll probably be having the Monday and Tuesday off. Or, depending what time it is on the Monday 17th, if I do go on the 17th, if it going off similar to what my mum and dad's one says, was like half three and half four, I think. So if it's around there, then I could technically work like 12 till 3, I suppose, on the Monday, maybe. I don't know. It's just one of them things we'll have to work out. But yeah, So, at the moment, like I said, everything's done, everything's sorted. The only things we have to keep an eye on at the moment is just the news updates, really. Not just news updates, but like just updates in general on like the vaccinations and stuff, travel restrictions, travel policies and stuff. Everything like that, that's the only thing we have to look at the moment. Because I'm now, I'd like to say I'm like 90% sure that it's going to happen in September, the holiday, I mean. Like, I'm more positive now with every day seeing, like, you know, updates about how the virus is getting under control and what the rates are and how the vaccination's rolling out. I'm more positive as each day goes on, looking at the numbers, statistics about how things are going. That, and especially as well as in America are rolling out like so fast their vaccination program. It is unreal. Like, to think that in like mid-February, say, in the UK, we had already done, I think, all till mid-70s of people, the vaccinations. And then America, I don't even think, actually fully started it properly in mid-February. But now they're like, what are they now, like over 200 million vaccinated? And there's quite a lot of people that I follow on Instagram who, you know, do like Disney vlogs and theme park vlogging and whatnot in Florida, especially, that have been fully vaccinated. And they're probably all around a similar age group to me. So it's just actually amazing how fast it's gone. So I'm hopeful. I'm actually really confident that it will happen. Like I said, even if I've just had the first jab, I may just pay to go if that's needed by that point. But the way it's going in the USA, if everyone's been fully vaccinated, well, if a lot of people have been fully vaccinated already now, then I should imagine by the end of summertime, like the end of July at least, or mid-August, end of August, that a lot of people in America probably would have had their second jabs by then. So they may not even need, you know, that sort of thing in place to stop people from coming in and whatnot. But yeah, it's just a case of waiting now, really. Just, like I said, I'm pretty confident. I've been confident since booking it, really, for September. Like, because it's still a good 4, well, technically it's 4 months from yesterday that we will be flying out. So 4 months. So there's like 4 or so weeks in every month. I'm not even going to try and do math, but it's a good number of weeks yet till, you know, I have to go. Well, I don't have to go, but till I go. So yeah, I'm actually really confident, and I'm still talking to my mate Matty Durham. I don't know why I said your full name for, but yeah, there you go. Just gave you a plug. But he's had to move his from last October to this October. They really want to go in October for you know, closer to Halloween experiences. And obviously it suits them better, which is fair enough. But I kind of did want to meet up with him and his missus to, you know, experience some stuff as well. But it's fine. We'll just have to, you know, send each other pictures and videos and whatnot when we're both there at our own times. But I've been speaking to him quite a lot. Well, pretty much daily, I would say, about obviously news from the theme parks in America and news about vaccinations and stuff. And yeah, we're both pretty confident. Well, I'm pretty confident. He's probably more hopeful, just trying not to get himself worked up, I suppose. But again, I'm trying to be at that balance where I'm like, at the moment, I'm excited, but I kind of want to keep to a chilled level about it all, because, you know, things can change. You've seen how up and down this past 13, 14 months have been. So, yeah. I'm very, very optimistic. Let's put it that way. That stuff will happen by the time I'm supposed to go in September. But yeah, that is my news. That was my news. So I just wanted to share it with everyone, really. Everyone who listens to this. Everyone's probably seen it already on Instagram. So I just feel like I needed to talk about it with somebody, even though, like, obviously I'm not physically talking about it with somebody. I still feel like I needed to actually say it out loud to let it all sink in that we've actually paid for it and everything's, we don't need to worry about payments anymore. Don't have to worry about anything else. The only thing we have to worry about is obviously the last little bits and bobs that we may need for the suitcases. Travel money, but I've already got like a bit in place anyway. Obviously sort out the clothes and stuff that you want to take, which I've already sorted out because of last year. So, I mean, I'm pretty much ready to go now. But yeah, other than that, that is my news. Right, so now I will talk about my thoughts and feelings of the Mighty Ducks Game Changers. I would say review, but as we found out in the past number of weeks that I've been doing these so-called reviews, I don't really talk much about the episodes. I usually just go off on one about, you know, talking about how I feel the series and stuff will be and what should happen and stuff like that. So yeah, let's just talk about it, shall we? So this week's episode, it started off from where last week's episode ended, where the coach of the Ducks wants to talk to Evan again. So Evan's talking to him. The coach is like, I'm sorry I let you go because you looked outstanding in your game, in your win for the Don't Bothers. So basically invites him back to the Ducks. So then it was just a case of like, will Evan join him again and leave, you know, his new team behind, his new friends? So there's that side of things. But then the main thing, what happened in this episode, was that some of the original cast from the original Mighty Duck films returned. So basically what happened was it was a Ducks gala, what they hold. And this one was for 25th anniversary of the Ducks forming, like the brand forming. But Gordon Bombay wasn't invited because all the snobbish parents of this generation of Ducks basically don't believe he represents the best of what the Ducks are or is now. So yeah, fucking boo you. Gordon Bombay's a fucking hero. So yeah. So basically, as the episode goes on, Evan's mum's like finds out about Bombay not being invited to this 25th gala. So then she tells Bombay, and then Bombay's just like, you know, pissed off about it. But then, as he is, he just like tries brushing it off as like, all right, cool, whatever. Like, but yeah, he's pissed off about it. So, but as the episode went on, he's stuck in like some traffic next to a construction site, and then his window gets smashed. So he gets out of the car to go confront this guy who's, you know, smashed his window. And it turns out to be none other than Fulton from the original Ducks. He's now working in the construction site. And funny enough, he's the one that broke Bombay's window in the original film. And that's how he met Fulton. So, like, that was a nice little, you know, callback joke to the original film. So them two get talking. Fulton is on about meeting up with a few of the other original Ducks, because obviously they're all here for the 25th gala. Well, Fulton obviously there because he's working on the construction site, but the rest of them are all there because the 25th gala. So then Bombay's like, yeah, why not? I'll come and meet you all. So later on, like a bit has passed. I'm just flying through this episode. But if you've seen it, you'll know what I'm on about. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's funny. It's great. The whole series is fantastic. Like, every episode just seems to get better and better. But Bombay goes down, meets them all at this... it's like a pizzeria or something like that. It's like the place that basically is the only place that's been used in this whole series for when they're out having food or drinks. So yeah, they're all sat around the table. There's Banks, Connie, Guy, Averman, Kenny Wu, Fulton. They're all there. They're all having a good old laugh. They all chat about, you know, what's been going on in life and how come they never heard from Bombay, like, for so long that he just kind of went off the map, basically. And then they all start talking about the 25th gala. But then Bombay knows that he's not been invited. So he, you know, they all kind of push him, basically. And I think he kind of, well, he doesn't get jealous. I think he's just angry that he's not been invited. So then he just like storms out. And then they all think that he's now a bit of a prick. But yeah, and then obviously Evan goes to this gala. He confronts the coach and is like, he says basically like he's not coming back, he's not joining the Ducks again because he's got the don't bothers and that's all the friends he'll ever need and all that stuff. And then he goes up to the group of the original Ducks that are all standing there and, you know, having a good time. Having a few drinks, chatting away to other people. And then Evan's like, hey, you're all the original Ducks, aren't you? Blah, blah, blah. And they're all like, yeah. And then he tells them about that Bombay wasn't invited because the people here don't believe he's the best representation of what the Ducks are. So then the original Ducks are like, oh, we just thought he was a bit of a dick. But yeah, so then they all go back, go find Bombay, bring him back to the gala. And then there was a nice little overhead shot. Like, they all did a quack as well at this restaurant. I completely missed that off. They did the quack quack, 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 quack. Like, it gave me goosebumps and nearly made me cry. Not even joking, nearly did. But then there was a nice shot when they're all heading back into this gala, and they're all basically in a V formation, like the flying V, and Bombay stood behind them all, where Charlie usually is. And then they're all doing a flying V to walk into the gala. And then they storm the stage and take the microphone and then start saying about Al Gordon, like, represents the Ducks and how he founded the Ducks and how he made them a team and stuff. And yeah, it was just a nice heartfelt moment at the end. Like, it made me proper smile. It made me laugh. They did mention Charlie's name as well in the episode. So that kind of tells me that there's a possibility that, you know, Charlie could return if they do a next season, which I'm assuming they are, because even though I've not seen anything about it yet, I'm just assuming they will be doing a second series, because it's only a 10-part series and this was episode 6. So there's 4 more episodes. So, and there's still quite a lot of times to go. Like, a lot of things to happen, I think, in this series. So, yeah. So maybe Charlie and some others could come back for next season. But to end off the episode, Gordon brought the original Ducks in to help the Don't Bothers with their training sessions. So they just had, like, loads of fun on the ice, really. Just, you know, doing shots and drills and whatnot. Just, you know, interacting with each other, which looked pretty cool. Looked pretty fun. Bombay then asked if the assistant coach job, has it been fulfilled yet? And she said no. So it seems like he's now going to be, like, alongside Evan's mum to be the coaches of the Don't Bothers. But then the episode ended with one of the Don't Bothers scrolling through their phones, and they see a video that one of the Ducks from this year has posted on, showing Evan at the training session doing his shots and, you know, joining in with the training session. So then they all the rest of the Don't Bothers see it, and then they all just walk off, leaving Evan on his own. And that's how the episode ended. So basically, next episode is just going to be like Evan trying to get the team back together. Well, the team's going to be there, but I mean, get the, you know, the team spirit back together, get everyone back on board. And, yeah, just, you know, trying to get the team to trust him again. Something similar happened in the films, though, didn't it? Where, oh, that was it. Fucking Charlie and Fulton and someone else, they all rebelled against the coach in the third one when they're at college. So then they all them three just kind of went off on their own thing. But then they realized that they were stupid, so they tried to come back, and then they all made up amends, made kisses, did hugs, all this stuff. And then ended up back as, like, a Ducks team. So that's basically what's going to happen here, is Evan's going to just, you know, work his way through. And the team will probably get back to happy spirits by the end of the episode. If not this episode, then obviously the next episode after. But yeah, I just personally think this series is going great, and I really hope that there is a second series. Even though I'm kind of looking on the internet now, and there's... there's no word about a second series as of yet from anything that I've seen online. I mean, I just really hope they do, because I think there's something here, and I think there is a fan base here that would carry on watching this, especially if they bring back original ducks and original people from the films throughout each series, even for a couple episodes of series and stuff, you know, just to blend it in nicely with the OG Mighty Ducks. It'll be nice. It'll be fun. I think it's something that is needed at this time. It's great laugh, got heart, got comedy, got a bit of drama. Not a lot of drama, just a bit. But you don't really want a lot, do you? Yeah, it's just really good fun. So with that being said, I'm going to leave it here, because it is going on far too long, this Monday Disney Madness. But if you want to get involved in any shape, way, or form, then let me know. Send me questions. Send me some ideas what to watch, or just send me like little things to talk about through anything to do with Disney. Or Universal, for that matter, because I will include a little bit of Universal in this podcast, because obviously if you go into Florida, chances are that you're probably going to go to Universal as well at some point. I mean, I'm hoping to go at least once, and then possibly for Halloween Horror Nights as well, which, you know, starts mid-August, so it is on whilst I'm there. I'm not a horror fan per se, but I do like watching the vlogs of the Halloween Horror Nights and seeing pictures of Halloween Horror Nights, because it looks very atmospheric and, you know, just very photogenic as well. So that's the only reason why I want to go. So with that being said, I have been me, you have been you, you've been awesome, you've been amazing as always. You're all incredible. Don't ever forget that. Tomorrow is my birthday. I know I said it's my birthday week, but it's tomorrow. So maybe I'll do a surprise podcast tomorrow. Who knows? Until next time, if it is tomorrow, if it's Wednesday, if it's Thursday. If not, then it's going to be Friday. Until next time. Stay safe, people. Stay respectful. Stay kind. Stay being amazing. Stay spreading joy and love and happiness throughout all of social media, or all of where you are. Just keep doing it. Spread the love. Keep it up. You're amazing. So, I've been Ben. You've been you. Until next time, take care, my friends.